Did you happen to see the second biggest upset in Kentucky Derby history? I'm not much of a sports fan, but oh my goodness. I love an against all odds story of victory, and that's the story of the racehorse Rich Strike, who won the 148th running of the Kentucky Derby. With 80-1 closing odds, getting in the number 20 post position only minutes before the race, the longest shot on the track. A horse who had only won one other race upset the entire Derby with an unbelievable win. The aerial perspective footage of this horse and his rider in the final stretch making his way through the dirt and threading through the other horses is nothing short of amazing. The journey to the finish line for this horse, the jockey who rode him, his owner, trainer, and handlers, is quite a story. The longest shot win shocked not only the world, but even those closest to it. That horse won against all the odds. I've watched the final stretch footage over and over, and to be honest, have been a little obsessed. I mean, don't we all love a really good horse story? And not only that, don't we adore when the underdog wins? Of course, now this horse, Rich Strike, will go down in history. So many stories and articles have already been written, and I wouldn't be surprised if one day a movie is made. The eyes of the world are on this horse. One headline caught my attention. It simply read, "The last shall be first." That, of course, rang a bell, and here's why. Those were the words of Jesus. He repeated that phrase several times, and it's recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew 19:30. "But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." Earlier in chapter 19, Jesus had encountered a rich young ruler. He asked Jesus, "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Jesus talks to him about keeping the commandments. The rich young ruler said, "Sure, I've kept all those." Then Jesus tells him to go and sell everything, give it to the poor, and follow me. The rich young ruler, who from an earthly perspective had all the pedigrees and was winning and far ahead, it seemed, in life, walked away full of sorrow because he loved his wealth more than he loved Jesus. Jesus makes it clear kingdom values are the complete opposite of earthly values. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. It wasn't the other way around. It's not about our place or perceived position. Money won't buy you a winning ticket into heaven. It is a free gift to those who humbly receive it. Ephesians 2:8. "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." Our standing with God doesn't have anything to do with how far ahead or behind we may feel like we are in this race of life. It simply comes down to the condition of our heart. God wants our all, and when we humbly give Him everything, love and serve those around us, we will be blessed in this life and the next. And a life that puts God and others above self, which may not look very victorious, is a life full of victory. That's the truth. All things are possible with God, even when you feel you're running against the odds. I'm Lori Klein.